There's a very, very fascinating medrash. The medrash is on the pasuk in Perek Hey Pasuk Gimel. This is the climax of a very nail-biting story here, where Yosef gets sold. Eventually, he gets made the king. He's brought to the brothers come to Mitzrayim. Yosef plays around with them. He scares the wits out of them. And now he takes one of them as a hostage. And now he comes back and brought Binyamin back after many negotiations with Yaakov Avinu. And Binyamin is standing there. And the Pasuk says, Perek Mem Pasuk Aleph already, Yosef is not able to hold himself back. He told everyone to leave. B'tines Kole Bevchi, he started to cry. V'yushmu Mitzrayim, Yushmu Veis Pari. And the wails are so loud that it was made an effect everywhere. Yosef al Ochiv, and this is a classic. Yosef said to his brothers, "Ani Yosef, Hoid Avi Chai. I am Yosef." Tremendous revelation. Nobody guessed. He even saw him. Wildest dreams. Not believe he was Yosef. Hoid Avi Chai. Is my father still alive? Says apostle, "Bala Yochlu Echov Lanis Oisoi." The brothers could not answer him. Ki Nivlu Biponov, because they were shocked. Now, the question really is over here, what answer, the brothers could not answer him. What question did Yosef ask them that they have to answer him? Yeah? What's that? No. Ha'oid Avichai is a, we're going to see soon, Ha'oid Avichai is not a question mark. It is a Loshen Bitmir. Yeah,
but
there's no Lashon Bitni in the process. Yeah, but we have to see. And I doubt it means yes or no. If Paul alive, yes or no. And if the real question was, is our father still alive? I mean, if you look in the context of the Pesukim beforehand, they were talking about we can't bring Binyamin down because if we bring Binyamin down, then my father will die. It said many, many times. It says, if it sees that Binyamin's not with us, then that my father will die. He said very clearly. And there's all kind of question is this. Hoid Avichai. Okay?
But it could have just been a tactic.
And he was.
Was that a tactic?
It could have been. Correct. It could have been. Yeah, correct. Okay, it could have been. But it goes much deeper than that. And it's clear from the Loshon of Medrash that this was an extremely powerful piercing techocha that completely blew them away to the extent that they were dumbfounded. The Medrash says, "Abba koin bad lo ime." It's a very well known, every mashkiach says this. "Abba koin bad lo ime, oy lonim b'yoyim hadin, oy lonim b'yoyim ha-teichocha." Woe to us on the day of judgment. Woe to us in the day of teichocha, of rebuke. Why? In other words, me'osid lovoy, when we come to give judgment in Shemayim, Yosef k'tanu shvotim hoyu. Yosef was the youngest, as it were, almost youngest of all the Shvatim, and he gave them rebuke. And the brothers were not able to stand in his techocha. In other words, they withered in his techocha. The pasuk says they weren't able to. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu will come, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give techocha to each person according to who he is. This is a Medrash Rabbah in Sadi Gibel Yud. So the Beis Halevi asks, one, we don't really see it over here, an enormous amount of Teichacha. Yos didn't say, how did he do this? How did you sell me? Terrible you were to me. He didn't say Teichacha. I'm Yosef. It seemed very gentle. I'm Yosef. Surprise! Ani Yosef, you thought here I am, yeah. And number two, Hoid Avichai, you know, is Dad still alive? You know, we're back on track again. We family relations, yeah. What such a withering form of techocha that wow. That the brothers couldn't stand there.
That was the basis of Yehuda to say to Yosef, you have to give us Binyamin because of his father.
Oh.
But the problem, they don't exactly the same with him.
Exactly.
That means what they say is exactly the opposite.
Exactly. So okay? So let's follow this through carefully. Fine, exactly. Number two, it says, what's the Pshat when the Medrash says, Yoyim Hadin, Yoyim Atoychacha. Oylon Yoyim Hadin, Woe upon the day of din, woe upon the day of tochacha. Generally, when you have a court case, yes, then the various different things come up, the various different sides, the prosecution and defense, and then the judge gives tochacha, and he says, I have seen an incredible amount of violence on this side of this young man, this Jew, and therefore he gives him tochacha, and then he says, and therefore I've decided to give him 3 years suspended sentence and 12 years parole, whatever it is, right? First comes tochacha, and then comes a din. What is it of the yom din, the din, and then a tochacha, the judgment, and then tochacha? Why is that in that order? So the Beis Halevi has a beautiful piece. You've got to see it inside. And he says, and this is something which is very, 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 really is earth-shattering. He says that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not judge a person in Shemayim with a jury. And they sit there, and they deliberate, and they go out, and they come back, and it doesn't work that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu does a judgment by the person himself, is his own judge. Yeah. A person is taken to Shemayim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, young Klal needs some help over here. Yeah, young Klal needs help over here. Tell me, what is? I just you and me. Forget about you right now. I don't need help. I want you to be objective. I want to give you the following case. I want you to ask you in this following case, what do you hold in this following situation? And Hakadosh Baruch will bring up a scenario for this Yankel who has now come up to Shemaim or the pearly gates, whatever it may be, right? And he says, Yankel, I need your help. And Hakadosh Baruch will bring the scenario, put it up on the big screen there, the big flat screen, and he says, look at this situation. Tell me what you think. What does that person deserve? And Yankel will give and deliberate, and Yankel will think and say, this person, absolute person was wrong, this person deserves to get punished, X, Y, Z. Coach Baruch says, okay, I want to do some photoshopping here, and just switch their heads. By the way, that's you. And you've just judged your own case. Exactly what Nosson HaNovi did. Nosson HaNovi comes to David HaMelech and says, David HaMelech, how can you take this woman, how can you take was Mechiach to take Uri, the wife of Uri Achiti, and he says, and he brought to David HaMelech, and he says, brings him a case of a rich man and a poor man in town, and this rich man took away the poor man's sheep. David HaMelech, what do you say? So David HaMelech says, it's a terrible thing, this rich man took away the poor man's thing, took advantage of the poor man. David HaMelech says, Mois Yomos, you should certainly die. So Yomer David, and he says to him, no, it's not sheep, and it's not two people, rich man, poor man, it's you and Uri Achiti, and you're the Melech, and took away this poor individual's wife. But Yomer David, Chayoni ki ben Moves ha'ishazeh, and then he realizes, he says, Chatosi la'Hashem. Ah, I understand now, Chatosi la'Hashem. In other words, it's very, very difficult for a person to be objective, and when in the heat of the moment, to be able to come out with a judgment and feel they did something wrong, and even afterwards, when a person attempts to show why the person did something wrong, they're on the defensive. The way of dealing with such an issue is to take that person out of that picture entirely, to completely make open to listening what's going on, bring somebody else in, and then show him, by the way, that is exactly what you did wrong. And therefore, the person is then able to see what's happening over here. So what happens is, says the Beis Halevi, it's first a Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin means that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings in a judgment of somebody else, or makes a person himself judge his situation. Like David HaMelech judged between this poor man and rich man. Like this case of Kodesh Baruch Hu ask Yankel to help for a bit of help, a bit of advice over here, and Kodesh Baruch Hu put that scenario in place in order for the person himself to judge that. And he himself will make the din. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Teichocha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, by the way, that's you. And how did you do such a thing? This is exactly what happened over here with Yosef and his brothers. Yosef comes along and he says, you know, if I give you Teichocha directly, you come to Mitzrayim on the first way and I say to you, brothers, how can you do such a thing? A terrible thing. We share the same father. You take him in, you sell me. How can you do such a thing? This is horrendous. We're brothers. They won't see it. They'll say it's a shame Shemayim, and you are Roy Dave, and everything, you deserve such a thing. See, Yosef manipulated the events to the extent that he took himself completely out of the picture. It wasn't them selling him. And now it was the bad Yosef coming along and making them take their brother out. And now you're making them make their father suffer. This is an outside person making their father suffer. And if that's the case, the brothers are furious that the father is now suffering because of somebody being, a child being taken away. Says Yosef, You're so upset about Yaakov dying. Ani Yosef. You're talking about your father dying in all this time and what terrible suffering he'll go through because of Binyamin being taken away. Ani Yosef. Remember Yosef, what you did to your father? And did you think about that before you took me away? Did you think about what suffering your father's going to incur to your father before you took me away? That is a teichocha. The teichocha is a Kodesh Baruch Hu put a person in that situation, and that will be something that a person cannot possibly wiggle himself out of, because he himself judged it. He's being objective here. And that is something that is the strongest possible teichocha. You know, sometimes a person is asked to give, I don't know, give tzedakah, right? And he says, I don't have it, I'm sorry. 100 shekel, I don't have 100 shekel. And then he goes along, you know, and he sees some delicious sushi in the shop. Yeah, which absolutely not talking about. And he said, you know what, I'm going to treat myself. So, okay. So he takes about 100 shekel. Again, there's nothing wrong with buying sushi. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong. All I'm saying is, but there's a certain situation where a person doesn't have the money. Kodesh Baruch Hu shows him that you do have the money and you could have used it for something else. And that is a teichocha that becomes after the din. For yourself, judge it, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu's mechiyach through that. That is something that a person cannot possibly get out of. And that is a very, very serious predicament that a person will reach. Achameva Esther, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will show a person the Yoyim HaTechocha and the Yoyim HaDin, exactly that as well. But there's another concept here as well, and that is that there are certain elements of judgment a person does, and he poshut makes a judgment call based on not viewing the picture the way it should be viewed. I'll give an example. Imagine you're sitting by the traffic light, yeah? The Hyundai i35, right? And somebody's sitting there behind you, and you see a bunch of silly kids in the mirror, back mirror, and they're playing games. And one of them reverses, right, and slams its car in the back of your thing. It's got an old Tarante, an old banger, right? And he slams a car in the back of your car, and the whole car gives a jolt, right? And they're laughing and they're jeering and they open the window and right? And you're furious. A little bunch of kids, you can teach them a lesson, right? So you start following them, and the speed starts going faster and faster. You know, it's going from 80 to 90 to 110 to 120, and your car is a much more powerful car, and you can see that this driver doesn't have that much experience, and you don't know what's going to happen. But these kids are going to be taught a lesson once and for all. And then the back of the car, you see that one of the kids who's messing around is your nephew. It's somebody that you love very much. It's your brother's son. You love it very much. And then you just see, you know what? It's just not worth it. And you pull back and let these kids think that they messed you up. Let these kids drive off. Let them be safe. You're not going to teach them a lesson. Very often there is a situation where a person sees a action deserves a reaction. And that reaction causes an action, causes a reaction. And all of a sudden, there is a situation over here that you never believed would have happened in the first place. You would never believe that such a thing reached to such a terrible depth. You know, you get families who sisters don't talk to each other. I have, unfortunately, within my family, there's somebody who basically, there are two sisters. That's all they have. They have no brothers, they're two sisters. And there was a silly incident that one did something that was clearly wrong, and the sister took it very badly, and it reached levels where, unfortunately, when their mother was nifted, it sat shiva separately, right? And it's such a shtus. It is such a shtus, and we can't put them together again. Why? Because there's an action and reaction, and they're both very, very nice people, but it's just reached levels of such ridiculous levels that it's too far. You know, it's never too far. They can, of course, they can be brought back. But it happens. Says Yosef, Ani Yosef, I'm the silly little boy, Ani Yosef. You're right, Ani Yosef, and he didn't like me, and I was a dreamer, and I annoyed you and antagonized you. But Ho'oida Vichai, we still got a father here. Do you ever think about him? Did you think about what our father's going to go through? You could be chasing me in the car and teach me a lesson, but Ho'oida Vichai, what about our father's suffering? What about what's happening with him? Have you ever thought about him? People go through sometimes very, very difficult divorces, right? And his poor kids get stuck in the middle. And you're right, the husband and wife are really clearly not compatible, and they really deserve not to be married. But you're going to fight. What about the kids? Have you thought about what these poor kids are going to go through all of this? Right? This is a very, very powerful techocha. Techocha is Of course, you may be within a picture, but there's other factors in that picture, to show you that there's an element over here of just seeing the bigger picture, of not being blinded by everything that's going on. But there's a third element as well, and that is Ani Yosef Oida Vichai. The other Techocha is a concept that the Medrash actually brings a Loshen, Yosef Ktonon Shel Shvatim Hoyu. He was the youngest of the Shvatim. What difference does it make, really, to that extent, if it was a good Techocha? The brothers treated him like he was a silly little boy. He's got these dreams, he's annoying, he's trying to make himself the king, nobody likes to be pushed down, and there's annoying. The only person who really took him seriously was Yaakov Avinu, but obviously Shomai Sadovo. Yaakov Avinu took him seriously. Yaakov Avinu decided that, you know, there could be something in this. Of course, I've got to keep him quiet. He should not be acting the way he's acting. But there's something, Dvarim Shel Begav, there's something over here. Yosef says, Ani Ketonon Shel Achim, I'm the youngest. Yeah? But you have to make sure that when it comes to the real big things in life, you have to listen to the mature voices in the room. You've got to listen to those older people, you've got to listen to the tzaddikim, you've got to listen to the Tzmid Chachamim, you've got to listen to those people who have experience. Ani Yosef, I'm a little one. For Ho'idah Vichai, it was our father still alive? Did he ask him how we should behave? Did he ask him what should be done? Did he ask him how we should possibly deal with the situation? And if you would have asked him, everything would have been different. So this teichocha is based on three things. Number one, it's a teichocha of bringing a person to realize himself what is wrong. Number two, the idea of Ani Yosef Oida Vichai is a concept of bringing the friend into the bigger picture, seeing a bigger picture of other people who are suffering. And thirdly, to get outside verification, to make sure that you ask the right people before a person acts on themselves. That is a Yom HaTochocha, that is a Yom HaDin. Thank you very much, everybody.